Now we're rolling?
Now we're rolling.
Cool. All right, everyone. Welcome to the newest installation of Iowa City's probably top three podcast, the Peer Review Podcast, with your host, as usually, Daniel Frana.
Andrew Thomas.
James Hartley Prime.
Ah, very, very confident with that enunciation.
Yes,
there.
I am very confident that I now know my name fully.
That's good, because
I've been practicing all week.
Yeah, because, you know, for the first podcast, it was with hosts Daniel Frana, Andrew Thomas, and then James Hartley Prime with a question mark.
Right, I wasn't sure.
In the description.
I wasn't sure.
We weren't quite sure if you could be considered a human being or not, but...
Well, I mean, I've spent the past 27 years only knowing for certain that my first name contained the letters J, M, and S.
Oh, you didn't know... So you didn't contain any vowels up until then?
Not that I knew of.
Oh, okay.
But I've been doing a lot of reading, mostly of my birth certificate.
Yes, yes. I believe
I had to learn to read first.
I think that you were diagnosed with what's called suspicious vowel disorder. Not to be confused with irritable vowel syndrome. I should have went with irritable vowel syndrome. That's funnier. It's way funnier.
Widow staircase.
I know. Well, I think we're going to...
That was a good start, wasn't it?
It was a good start.
Well,
I'm enjoying
well done,
it so far. Yeah, and you know how we always start the Peer Review Podcast?
I go cry in a corner.
Well, that's before we roll.
Oh.
Yeah, we're already going.
Okay.
Yeah, we,
fine, alright.
We all usually right. start recording right after you stop sniffling.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I try to get the last sniffle in.
Yeah, sharp-eared listeners will notice.
That's our theme music.
That's how it starts. But it also starts with the peer-reviewed pop quiz.
Right.
All right, so the question is, out of the four choices, which would be the better date? Okay, you're taking a lovely lady or man. I don't discriminate.
So you don't mean calendar date?
No.
All right.
That could be a future one, though. May 14th. No. So, better date to take out someone that you're romantically interested in. Number one is a night of mumbledypeg. Number two is a timeshare pitch. Number three is an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And number four is a puppy funeral.
Oh, AA meeting, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll look so good compared to all those guys and free coffee.
Yeah. James?
You just look like you'll belong there. Oh, God, I don't... What were the first two options?
Night of Mumbledypeg.
I don't
you already
know
have,
what that is.
It's the game of the... You know, the stabbing between the fingers.
Yeah, okay.
And then the second was a timeshare pitch. So if you want to get a condo in Boca Raton for 2 weeks out of the year.
I'm going to go with number one.
Not because you're
trying to look badass, but when you invariably stab yourself really badly in the hand, it creates an interesting story about a trip to the hospital, and it's just an interesting story to tell about your first date.
Yeah, that's true, but
it could stimulate like a nurturing instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James always goes for the pity.
It's the only thing I have.
I don't think I've had a relationship that started with anything else.
But actually, Andrew, you are correct. It is the AA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And for the exact same reason, you'll look better than everybody else.
Are you still allowed to smoke in AA meetings?
I don't know. I mean...
You don't look better than everyone else if everyone knows your name and asks you how work was last night.
But it's not like you're court ordered to go to the AA meeting. It's just one. And you're just going, hi, my name is...
You didn't realize some people go
Reginald.
To those voluntarily, right?
Yeah, I don't know who does that. I wouldn't be someone to do that. I don't have a problem with alcohol.
Drinking grown-up drinks this time, too.
I know. This is a first. We have good alcohol.
Yeah.
It's usually Pabst or, what, Keystone?
No, we had Keystone, but then we also had a very good white stout by Casper's.
Yeah, that really wasn't bad, but, I mean, this is still a level up.
Yeah.
I mean...
Daniel thinks now that he has a grown-up job, he needs to drink grown-up whiskey.
I do. I want to feel like I'm on the set of Mad Men, you know?
That's
my main aspiration in life, is to become like John Hamm.
So why aren't you wearing a suit?
It's getting tailored.
No,
I have to get the inseam taken out a little bit, you know? Since I got a grown-up job, things are getting bigger. Just the inseam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good way to start it. All
right, four minutes in, and...
Well, we have to have a joke invariably, you know? Otherwise,
it's good to get
it
out of
be...
the way early.
Exactly,
right.
You know.
In fact, I would almost go so far as to say we haven't had enough dick jokes.
You know, that's probably true. We did have a lot of talk about man pussy in one episode, which... That was a lot.
Yeah.
Would actually guest who looks like, I've told him this several times, he looks like an out of shape John Hamm, Nick Butler. He really does. So
I've watched one episode of Mad Men, but it was while I was also playing video games.
Yeah.
So
it's confusing. You're like,
why do you think I haven't been watching so much of the Doctor Who? Because I can't do that and play video games, because I feel like I wouldn't be paying enough attention to it.
That's why you need to play an MMORPG. And you don't actually need to know what's going on the screen.
Or just, you know, play Tetris or Bejeweled or something like that.
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. Isn't that just like a new Bejeweled?
It's Bejeweled, but with little stupid candies.
How do you know that they're stupid candies?
Because you can't eat them.
That's a good point.
Why do you think I only have two monitors, not three?
You know, you ate a monitor?
I really want a candy.
Oh, man. I think after the first... I'd even give you after the first five mouthfuls, you'd realize that.
Well, I didn't
eat
the whole thing. That's unhealthy.
Yeah, but you know what?
You expect some nutritious candy, and you just...
You get overweight that way.
Yeah, actually,
liquid crystal.
You know, candy really isn't healthy, which brings us to our first article. I don't know if I actually talked to you guys about this, but it's a new article that links sweet snacks to bowel cancer. Yeah.
Has science gone too far? Yes.
Is it worth it? Maybe. I do like candy.
They're taking cakes away from us. It says that they've reported links. Scientists looked into factors including diet, levels of physical activity, and smoking in Scottish bowel cancer patients, which I think that's their first problem, because Scottish people aren't humans, you know.
Well, isn't liquor already linked to bowel cancer?
It's also licked to bowel cancer, too. If you lick someone's ass while you're drunk, they will get bowel cancer.
They will? Not you.
No, they will, yeah. Well, I think it's kind of a reciprocal thing. You both get it.
Sharing is good.
I mean, a friend of mine told me that. It wasn't like a doctor told me that or anything.
I suddenly know too much about Daniel.
As if you didn't already.
True.
It says, researchers at Aberdeen and Edinburgh universities looked at diets of 2,000 bowel cancer patients and compared them to the food and drink intake of similarly sized healthy population. Says that over 170 foods, including fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat, as well as high-energy snack foods such as chocolates, nuts, and crisps. It's just saying that unhealthy people are generally unhealthy. I don't
breakthrough of the century.
Yeah,
that's astounding.
I know. Yeah,
I always thought it was literally the other way around.
Yeah,
healthy people were unhealthy.
So let's see,
people were in very good shape.
This is the thing, though.
Why do you think I eat so many cheeseburgers? I want to be in good shape.
I think what it actually is that healthy people are actually mentally unhealthy, you know? Because who the fuck would run 5 miles?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just awful. That's
crazy.
That's not healthy. You know?
I mean, it's good to know what causes cancer, but it seems like it comes to a certain point where it's detrimental.
Yeah.
Because then people start thinking, well, everything's going to give me cancer.
Everything
so
does give you cancer.
Why would I not smoke and drink?
Yeah. Everything gives off a low level of radiation, which will give you cancer.
We ourselves give off low levels of
radiation.
Exactly. You know? So
you're
killing
yourself. We're all committing suicide, and I say cheers.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
There we go.
That picked up a huge spike on that.
I believe it. That was the first peer-reviewed podcast, Slancha.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Well,
it took us so long.
I know. I think that we've never taken a synchronized sip, you know? Because we've drinking on the podcast plenty of times.
I see a new segment, maybe.
Peer-reviewed podcast synchronized sip. That's another segment as tongue twisters that we're going to develop.
Mm-hmm.
I put them out in the public.
Oh, dear.
I think the theme music for that should be the Zelda Secret.
Yeah. That's a good... That should just be our theme song. We can say that we're sponsored by Zelda.
There you go.
Or actually, we'd have to be sponsored by Link, because Zelda didn't do shit.
Well, why don't we just get sponsored by this liquor company?
You want to get sponsored by Five Star?
When we said grown-up, we didn't mean rich grown-up.
Yeah. Grown-up like the Adam Sandler movies, not like an actual person. Which, oh, I thought of a joke the other day where I was going to say something like, you can tell how the quality of a movie by how quickly it ends up in the $5 bargain bin at Walmart. I was going to say, yeah, because I found the script for Grown Ups 3 in it yesterday.
Topical. Right.
Clever Daniel. Yeah. So that was a worthwhile article, wasn't it?
Yeah. I thought we'd get some good
really
singers.
We went into some detail there. And,
fascinating. I started reading it and like, I don't care. They're saying unhealthy people are unhealthy. Yeah.
I still debate that.
Well, we'll follow up with that later on, you know.
Yes.
We'll find an unhealthy Percy and we're going to find an unhealthy person named Percy and see, you know, how healthy they are.
Not many Percys around these days, are there?
There really aren't, you know. Are there a lot of Percys in England? Because that seems like a very British name.
I'd say there are more, but not a lot.
Yeah. I know that there are a lot in Greece because, you know, Percy Jackson, the lightning thief.
Well,
that's the laugh that joke deserved.
I do know a Perry. He might be Percival, which could also be Percy.
Yeah. I also know, well, I guess I do know a Percy who it's just long for purse, and it's actually a purse that I own.
I mean, give it like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And there'll probably be a few more Percys because of Harry Potter.
Or because of this podcast.
Why won't you die?
Wow, that was...
There were two spiders on one strand. Daniel burned one of them. And yeah. The other was immune to being crushed for a moment. All right,
let's take a moment to detract from this talk about Percy.
Why so, won't you die?
Just to let the people know.
Percy's a nice name, sorry.
What's
man.
Happened is that the there were two spiders like coming down on a web, and Andrew just jumped up away from him, and I just took the barbecue lighter we have down there, and I just calmly set one on fire.
You got the bigger one.
I did, but wow, that was really intense.
Sorry, guys. I apologize to our listeners. Severely arachnophobic over here, which is of course why we're recording in a dank basement.
First spider attack, though.
Yeah.
It's really...
Well, second, but they were both tonight, so first night.
Yeah, first night of spider attacks. I think we got a pretty good track record. Although, usually, Katie is down here to eat all the spiders, so... All
right.
Katie's, of course, James's girlfriend. yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all a sham.
What, you having a girlfriend?
Yes, but that's actually like the beginning of the sentence halfway through some article that's on my screen.
Oh yeah?
It just seemed appropriate. I was like, well, I'll just start reading an article.
What article is it then?
It is about the website Newegg.
Newegg, alright. And let's enlighten the listeners. What is Newegg?
It's a website where you can get eggs that are fresh as opposed to stale and full of salmonella.
Oh, well, that seems...
No, it's for computer parts.
Oh, well, you fooled me. And what's so special about them that they have an article written about them? Huh?
They're
huh?
Awesome.
Who do you think you are, Newegg?
They're
great. Pretty much the best.
Yeah.
Are they? What do they do then?
Well, actually, Best Buy came under new management, so they're actually presenting good competition again now. But
that's cool.
They're a great website for buying various computer parts and accessories.
But to know why Newegg is awesome in this point, you have to know who Sovereign Software is.
All right, let's give everyone a little background.
Sovereign Software is a company, profitable company, that provides no goods or services.
Oh!
Yep.
Their entire business model is filing patents and collecting royalties.
Oh, so they're one of those places that they just sue people if their patent is remotely related to theirs?
Right, which, I mean, with things like Apple, it almost makes sense, because they actually do provide a service or product
mm-hmm.
at all. These
yeah.
people don't. They
That's
put up,
not to justify
no,
this
not at all.
Level of patent trolling.
Oh, I guess
but it
so,
just
yeah.
makes a bit more sense that they get into it.
But
Ayn
these people,
Rand would hate these people.
Yeah, this is definitely capitalism run amok. I'm a big fan of capitalism personally. But you need some boundaries, and that should not be legal.
I'm a big fan of capitalism, Percivally, so.
Oh, we're not going to get over that.
No, we won't. That's...
Yeah, anyway.
I'm sorry.
This company put a patent on shopping carts.
Oh.
Like online shopping carts. You know, when you add something to the cart.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you check out. Yeah, they owned that for a minute.
Oh, wow.
And then, so New Age called some lawyers. Like, yeah.
Well, did they own the concept or the specific idea? Like, you know?
The whole concept.
So, if you just renamed it Shopping Basket, you were okay?
Or a trolley?
No, not the name. The concept.
The concept then. So...
No, if you have...
What about if
you have a place on your website where your orders go...
So they own the functionality of being able to check out.
Yeah, basically to buy stuff online.
Gotcha.
Well, so they claimed.
Yeah.
And successfully claimed many times. Made a lot of money. They cited patents number... What were they?
Do we really
need... They cited three patents.
Okay, I was going to say, if we're going to get into actual patent numbers and this is way too informed,
yeah,
than I'd like it to be.
But no, what I'm wondering is, I can't remember the specific, it was actually an Apple case, but Apple was suing another smartphone company for something like they're always doing, and it was defeated based off the fact that it was just an intuitive idea.
it was
the page
like
turning,
wiping after
page
you
turning
shit.
On page turning on ebooks and stuff.
Hmm.
They tried to claim that they owned the patent and sued for the little animation and the gesture that you made to turn a page on a book.
Hmm.
And it was eventually ruled that that was just intuitive to the whole concept of having an ebook in the first place, and seeing as they didn't own ebooks, they couldn't have that patent saying that's how you turn a page.
If this is one of the reasons.
It's the same
that
thing. It's intuitive to shopping, is that you have a shopping
right.
cart.
And the Chief Legal Officer Lee Chang of Newegg is quoted as saying, "We basically took a look at this situation and said this is bullshit."
Yeah.
Oh, Lee Chang, that guy's a badass.
They basically take the approach of, we don't negotiate with terrorists, except it's not terrorists.
Nice. I like that. We don't negotiate with litigious trolls. Is that what they're saying? I take that approach usually, too. When someone sues me, I just say, this is bullshit. I didn't run over your child. I ran over your infant, okay? Difference. Infants are not covered by the Constitution. So this is the litigious segment of our podcast. I like saying litigious.
It's a good
and
word.
A horrible psychopathic segment of Fauna's mind.
We're just getting all kinds of new regular segments up.
Oh, yeah.
Your candle's dead. That saddens me.
It looks pretty cool, though.
It does.
He did that deliberately.
I did. So. I think sometime we're going to raffle off the peer review podcast candle. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a rave review. People are going to be climbing through the walls for that.
Well, the walls in this basement are very thin, so they really could.
There's that's what Al's here to stop.
Well, they don't need to. They can just buy the raffle tickets. They're only $20 a piece.
$20 a piece, and you can buy them on newegg.com. If you learn anything from that. Which is good. So we just... learn that patent trolls can no longer bother us. Right?
I'm mostly proud of the judge. So a friend of mine came up with this theory that judges...
Is it Judge Reinhold? Because I'm always proud of him.
But he theorizes that judges these days figure that the more ridiculous their verdict is, the more famous they will get.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why we've been having this sort of bullshit, as Lee Chang would put it.
Yeah, since when have people like... judges turn into like fame whores, like Paris Hilton and other people who are no longer relevant.
Wow, get this: the company that Sovereign hired, the law firm that they hired for this lawsuit, was the same company that defended Google and Samsung in the really big lawsuits against Apple over patents.
Over what?
Over patents. It's a patent law firm, but they defended against patent trolls, and they're like, you know what? There's more money helping the patent trolls.
Yeah.
So definitive proof that most lawyers are soulless monsters.
Yeah, apparently.
Wait a minute.
With the exception, I have to say, of my family back home.
I'd say with the proof of your family back home.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, those genetics did create me.
Speaking of genetics, We every week we put it out to the fans on Facebook about what they want us to talk about. And one person wanted us to talk about genetic diseases arising from consanguineous marriages, which is basically a fancy way of saying incest, which is a fancier way of saying Amish. So we can...
All European royal families.
That's true. But this is something... We might have talked about this on a podcast before, but did I tell you guys about how... I come from Northeast Iowa, where there's a lot of Amish people, and it's gotten to the point where there is so much rampant genetic diseases that they are hiring people who are not Amish to come in and impregnate their women just to get in some new genes.
No. Really? Yeah,
that's absolutely true. Like, a buddy of mine, he was going to go do it because they were going to pay, like, $500 for him to have sex with an Amish woman.
Isn't that how much it costs, like, a purebred dog to stud?
Yeah, I guess that's about what the Amish women are.
Wait, hang on.
We don't have to worry about the Amish listening to this, you know, unless there's someone out there on their Rumspringer.
I'd be kind of interested to hear their biblical defense of this approach.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I want them to quote parts in the Bible where it says, yeah, it's totally okay to pay a guy to come get you pregnant so that you get fresh genes into
have
the
you
gene
read
pool.
The Bible?
It's a long book.
It's a long book.
It's probably
probably in there. Yeah. But I guess he, like, really looked into it, and I guess their laws regarding sex are really, really orthodox to the Bible, where the woman has to be fully clothed, and you have to have sex with her through a sheet, and her dad has to be in the room watching. So that was part of the reason why he decided not to do it. And then the other part of the reason is because he actually saw an Amish woman. Not lookers. They aren't. Yeah, I don't know why I turned to Yoda there for a second. I think it's the t-shirt you're wearing.
My Yoda shirt, this is.
Yes. Very clever.
I've been told that it's not a legitimate Yoda shirt, though, because it doesn't have any blood on it from when I got beat up for wearing a Yoda shirt.
Well, who would beat you up for wearing a Yoda shirt?
In this town, nobody so far.
Well, let's start that. I hope the podcast picked up my knuckles cracking. There we go. I cracked him again.
You're welcome.
I'm double jointed. Yep.
I mean, this is a very nerd-friendly town, if you've noticed.
Yeah.
I didn't even get beat up in high school for, like, wearing a trench coat and black nail polish. Although that was post-Columbine, so that might be why.
That's true. I think that got some slack cut for a few years after that.
Whereas I got beat up just for being English at school.
In England.
Yeah. In England.
I would love to hear the shit talk that they say when I... Ah, you ne'er-do-well tosspot. Get out of here.
What was that?
I said, you ne'er-do-well tosspot. Get over here.
I thought you said get out of here.
Either way, I don't know. I don't remember what I said.
A lot of people yelling stuff.
Whenever I go into a British accent, my mind just turns into a mush of fish and chips and stout.
Oh, man, I want some fish and chips.
What about a milkshake?
No, I want fish and chips more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Is it because of the bowel cancer?
Who wouldn't want bowel cancer? Huh? I think I said that wrong.
You said it not how you meant to. Exactly how you were supposed to.
I guess.
Dear, oh dear.
So I think we should continue with, just to get these Facebook articles out.
Well, we're actually getting them.
We are. So. We are.
For the first time anybody said anything useful.
I know.
We need to support this.
Well, some people said something useful.
Some people said something useful.
Speaking of Captain Planet.
Yeah, that was one of the things we wanted to talk about. Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Guy's pretty baller. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
I think that came from because it was Martin Lathrop that said that. Did you ever do the Stand-Up Comedy Federation?
I have not, no.
He was actually the baller. That was his pro wrestling...
did not know that. What a coincidence.
So, do we have anything more to say about Captain Planet? Or
no, weren't we talking about something else that was actually relevant?
Yeah, we were going to talk about wormholes, actually.
Wormholes,
that was
they're
thing.
Fascinating. I love wormholes.
Wormholes are, I mean, they're very scientific.
Mm-hmm.
Actually...
You can't get much more scientific than a wormhole.
No. So, So since we want to talk about wormholes, I looked up this article. It's called Tiny Earthworms, Big Impact. Invasive earthworms change North American landscapes for better or worse. So it talks about how, you know, gardeners like to have worms in their gardens because what they do is they dig holes and they push nutrients around, evenly right. distribute them throughout the soil, and it loosens it up, makes it easier for the seeds to aerate and germinate and everything.
Yeah.
But, dun dun dun, American scientists are coming to view some earthworms as enemies. Enemy of the state. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
They found the elusive Will Smith and Gene Hackman
Is this
strains.
Something to do with the fish again? Were the worms just not cooperating when they had to catch the fish to do their experiments
I
for
think
the pain?
What happened is that the earthworms are the ones that are giving fish these godlike powers of no pain.
Damn you, earthworms.
It's,
and your glorious holes.
Oh man, I love this. But
I have to hang my head in shame. Hold on a second.
I'm fine with it. All
right, okay.
But
proceed.
I love the one of the headings for the article is "The Dirt on Earthworms." The lowly earthworm is. It starts out with the lowly earthworm is nothing short of amazing.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, I get.
They're useful.
I wouldn't say amazing. I think that's kind of going overboard with it. They're just worms.
You came from a farming family, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
Are earthworms one of the things that farmers like buy in bulk?
We don't buy them, but if we're tilling the garden or whatever, we find earthworms, we'll leave them be. You know.
Yeah, I mean,
live and let live.
Yeah.
Until we need to go fishing, just to teach those goddamn fish their place.
Don't they have to? Ladybugs. Like a sack of ladybugs to eat the.
No, we don't. Like, it used to be that way because it was. It's interesting because with soybeans, it used to be a huge problem with aphids because aphids would come in and eat. They would eat the leaves of the soybeans, so they'd die. So then farmers began importing the Japanese beetles, which would eat the aphids, and they become a bigger problem than aphids. It's like the. What was it? The frog and. Australia, where they brought over some frogs and they just started. Or
talking
was
about the
rabbit?
Simpsons.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're talking about Simpsons, aren't you?
But it's based on something true, though.
And then at the end, the koala was hanging in the helicopter. Dun.
So here's my idea. Okay, so from what I understand, when earthworms are all being earthworms.
Excuse me, what?
What?
How do you pronounce it?
Earthworms.
Earthworms?
Yeah, earthworms.
Earth. Is it PH or F? Or is it TH?
It's TH.
Use the Queen's English, man. You're from England.
I'm not the Queen.
You're a Queen.
You've
but
been
I'm
lying to me.
I'm the Queen.
Wait a minute. You're not the Queen.
No.
What's the point of this podcast, then?
I'm sorry.
We're done
okay,
here.
Fine.
I thought
pretend
we had...
I'm the Queen.
Okay. No, that's just a. I don't know. You.
I'm waving.
Listeners
I'm waving to the masses.
You're not waving like the Queen. You're waving like a Queen. Okay.
Or the band Queen, maybe.
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with Freddie Mercury.
I dig him.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Much like earthworms, dick the earth.
But,
okay, so here's my thing. From what I understand, is when they're burrowing around and they're making their lovely wormholes and they're having a great time and they're just being really earthwormy, don't they cleanse the soil that they go through?
Yeah,
because
they eat it and they eat dirt. And then
right.
they shit out dirt, so they're dirt
so
machines. But
earthworms are really good filters for soil, so let's genetically modify them so we can have cloud worms that
yeah.
clear up air pollution.
They
fly through the clouds, burrowing holes through the clouds, cleaning up air pollution.
I think that's how. I think we tried that about 5,000 years ago, and then they turned into dragons, and
oh,
that's why there's no recorded history of it.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
But I guess
that was a huge problem. Dragons was a terrible thing.
The problem that they have with the earthworms is that they're actually having problems with European and Asian earthworms because
they're dicks.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're tiny little limp dicks. That's what they look like. We have to have another dick joke in the podcast, but
yay, dick jokes.
Because
I have a counter word too now.
But because they're invasive and they kill out the native earthworms in America, but. It says that the average...
Of course they are. They're European.
But it says the edge of an earthworm invasion can advance, on average, 10 meters per year.
Dun,
dun, dun.
So this is like the slowest moving invasion. This is like we have the same possibility of getting invaded by earthworms in this basement as we do a glacier.
That's nowhere near as impressive as, I believe it's the Argentine army ant, that they now believe there are 5 colonies across the world that are just mass colonies that span the whole globe. They're incredibly invasive, and there's, like, pretty much no stopping them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're not as useful as worms, and they don't make wormholes, so welcome.
Yeah, that's the thing, that they don't talk about actual wormholes ever, in this article, which kind of bums
really
me
disappointing
out.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, the worms may...
How can you talk about worms and not wormholes?
I know. But
does the actual hole... I mean, I know they aerate the soil.
Yeah.
But does the hole itself provide any useful benefits for any animals? Like, does anybody burrow behind them?
Really small
them?
Ones can, yeah, just crawl down it.
I think it... I guess it loosens up ground for, like, moles and gophers, but who wants those? Moles and gophers? Gross.
Gophers are kind of cute.
You're just thinking of Caddyshack, that's why.
Maybe. I've never seen it, but yeah, probably.
What? How can you be considered doing... How can you do comedy and not have seen Caddyshack?
It's been hard.
I want a hamburger. No, I want a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. You'll get nothing and like it. It's a... classic line from Caddyshack right there.
I'll take your word.
All right. I guess the next podcast, we're going to do a Mystery Science Theater 3000 type interruption of Caddyshack. I think that would be a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, I would.
I'd be down.
Except for I would just be ruining it for you guys. Have you seen it before, James? Caddyshack?
I don't think I have, no.
Wow.
We can do that independently of the podcast. We should do that.
We could. That would be a lot of fun. I always said that I would love to get a Mystery Science Theater 3000 type thing going up again. You know,
yeah,
they have riff tracks now.
Do they?
Yeah, it's just the audio track that you download and watch it parallel with the movie. Start them at the same time.
Is it by the Mystery Science Theater 3000 type guys, though? Or
don't know exactly.
No. Well, I wanted to look at the Argentine army ants. Kind of piqued my interest. So
I may have said the wrong type of ant, because it turns out there's thousands of types, but I'm pretty sure that's the one.
Let's hope so.
Are they the ones that take
about
slaves?
What?
Are they the ants that take slaves?
Yeah. Yeah, they just walk into, like, a forest or wherever the fuck they want to go for holiday.
Why is the UN,
like,
doing anything about this?
I know!
Oh, okay, here's...
What's the point of having the UN and NATO if they don't do something about this stuff?
About the army ants?
Yeah.
I know.
It's called an army,
but
guys.
See, here's the thing. In this article, it says that the colonies of Argentine army ants are closely related and refuse to fight each other. Which normally happens when ants meet, I guess. It says, as a result, there are vast colonies in California and Japan, while a third stretches for nearly 4,000 miles along the Mediterranean coastline.
Yep.
It's insane.
Ants in general are pretty ridiculous.
That's why
they're
called an army. They don't fight each other.
Yeah, that's what armies
do.
Because
then they won't get paid.
Armies don't fight.
Well, no, armies fight other armies, but not the same army. Traditionally, unless there's a really big problem, you know.
Yeah, I just... There's an army ant.
Who's the head of the Argentina army ant? If they... You know, like, if they fight...
It was Hugo Chavez
main?
Until he died.
So now I wonder now who rules these ants.
I believe he's the head of the Colombian cocaine cartel.
Well, that's probably
which, of
not
course,
very handy for him,
we are sponsored by.
Hey!
Once again, so,
really?
Yes. Do cocaine.
Hey,
I'm glad
it's
you
good and good for you.
Yeah, you don't have to give a thumbs up to the microphone. They
yes,
get
I
it.
Do. It looks a little like a camera.
It does. Oh, it's creepy. This microphone always creeps me out because it's just like an orb that it's an orb that just floats in the table.
It
you
doesn't
know?
Float. There's a stand, clearly visible stand.
Shut up.
If you'd like to look it up at home, it is the snowball microphone from Blue.
So if you want to have a podcast with poor quality like ours, buy this microphone.
This is a good microphone, man. Don't blame the microphone for our podcast.
I want to put googly eyes and antennas on it.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Right?
I want to get the shock mount because then it looks like a really old-timey radio.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting
radio. And
microphone.
You can just hold it up and be like, let's get ready to rumble.
Oh, we could not do that.
Also, an option. It's good to have options.
Okay.
Exactly. Come on.
I presented another option.
Of destroying our other options?
It's still an option.
All right. Well, let's take that
it's
option.
It's like thermonuclear war. It's still an option.
It is still an option.
It destroys right? all other options, but.
It's true. The end-all, be-all of microphones and nuclear weapons. Oh, well, that was fun.
That was a good time. I hope it's fun for listeners, too. That was kind of just for us, maybe.
I think so. But I think this whole thing is pretty self-masturbatory.
Is there any other kind of masturbatory?
That's very true. Oh, god damn it, you and your goddamn quips. What else? What was that evil look for?
It wasn't, it was just very confused.
Well, I think, well, that's how you always
you and your goddamn quips, but isn't that kind of the point?
I guess. Oh, so just an update. Our last podcast had 11 plays / downloads.
Aw, snap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think only one of those was me.
So. I didn't listen to it, so.
Neither did I.
I subscribe to it on iTunes, so.
I don't have iTunes.
Yeah, I know, you guys are against that, but.
Hmm.
Anyways. Should we move on to another article? I think we're done talking about what our stupid Facebook
incestuous wormholes.
Incestuous wormholes and Amish ants.
Wait, what about the Uncanny Valley? That was a good idea.
Oh, yeah, Uncanny Valley.
I've been there. Beautiful place. Lovely waterfalls.
Yeah, terrible salad dressing, though. The Uncanny Valley.
Wow, we're just apparently having a really hard time actually talking about the subject at hand.
I have no idea why that was so funny.
It's just, that is an objectively funny joke, people.
It's fine that we're all laughing so much because...
Inexplicably and objectively.
Studies show that laughter is contagious, and you just hear people laughing and cracking up, you start laughing, and then it spreads, so...
And now we're getting
back to...
Let's
just do a half-hour segment of us laughing.
James crying once again. Oh, except for this was tears of joy and not tears of Firefly being canceled. Oh, let's take a...
Wow, way to kill the mood, man.
As if talking about androgynous robots was going to be mood killer.
Well, not just robots. That applies to, like, video games and cartoons as well. When they start to look... The more realistic they start to look, the more creepy they are.
Yeah.
That's why you can't have a porn video game, remember?
Oh, yeah. 30 Rock, that's true. But, so we just outlined the basic idea, the hypothesis... of the Uncanny Valley is that in the field of human aesthetics, it's a theory that holds that when human features look and move almost but not perfectly like natural human beings, it causes a response of revulsion among human observers. So that's like saying how James almost looks like a human, so that's why people find him so repulsive.
Right. Mm-hmm. I actually want to contest something. That you said, well, not contest, I guess, but you're like, it's also a problem with video games, et cetera, et cetera. I would actually think that could be incredibly beneficial to a video game. No, if it starts really creeping you out and you're making like a really creepy, scary video game and it looks so human-like as to be real, it's all about immersion at that point, and suddenly the point of this creepy video game that's supposed to scare you and creep you out, it's just being more effectively done because of the uncanny balance.
But if it's all about immersion, then seeing something that's almost but not quite human, that I feel like that would take you out of the whole game.
I think the best example
is... So you're wrong, James.
...is L.A. Noir, because the facial expressions are just so fantastic, but then the body's moving weird ways that you get into it and you're like, wow, that's weird. Oh my god, what's happening over there?
Yeah, right.
And the textures
and
the lighting aren't quite right.
Right.
And, yeah.
It's like Team America World Police. They're like running around like marionettes.
Right.
It's weird.
There weren't quite enough imperfections, you know?
Yeah. You just want to have one of the guys have a lazy eye or something?
Well, no, just like, okay, so with the texture specifically, like often like the skin was very well done and there was like everyone has all these tiny little imperfections.
Mm. You know how
and
they
that's
made
part
it, right?
of about Uncanny Valley. They scanned the face, didn't they?
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily how they made the texture.
No, they did, and they had actors actually acting out the things that happened in the game. That's why there are LA Noir
bloopers. The texture isn't the model.
That would be so much fun to play a game through on the bloopers.
The texture is like what you paint onto the model. So when they do that, they've got the model, but it's just like a gray 3D model of the actor. Then they texture it.
But they have the textures from that too. That's why the facial expressions were so good. They have actual bloopers of people fucking up their lines, and the character in the game goes.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome trying to spot all the all the various people. Great game, by the way.
Yeah, well, this was the segment Andrew and James like a game. It's good because it rhymes. Yeah, Andrew and James like games. There we go.
I dig it.
And Daniel
Wonderful.
Does
next,
too.
Next week we'll be liking Borderlands 2.
Oh.
Next? I'm not waiting an entire week to like that game. I started last night.
I
actually, I started a while ago. But...
I'm way into Skyrim right now.
I need to reinstall Skyrim now that I've got a really good system up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If Arkham City had come out on time for the PC, I probably would have played a lot more Skyrim.
Yeah. Well, I think unless there's some people out there who just are dying to know my opinion of Skyrim.
I am.
It's good. So that's all I'm going to say about it. Because I'm getting bored of talking about it already. I just want to play it. So let's give this another. Huh? I got a PS3.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, that thing's a piece of shit and won't run anything.
Oh, this can barely run solitaire. Yeah. It's awful. What else? Do we have any other things? Do we want to talk about terraforming Mars, or should we just bring it up and not talk about it?
Yeah, let's do that. Right. Yeah.
I'm too mad about terraforming planets after you mentioned Firefly.
All right, so we're not going to talk about terraforming Mars.
Stop talking about Firefly. Right. It just gets worse. We got that one about the computer AI, but...
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we could probably save that for a whole episode. Or focus more on
the definitely
the
kind
AI
of conversation
stuff
we should have had before we started recording.
We're just letting the listeners
look,
behind the scenes.
Look, yeah, it's like a fourth wall breaking. We got grown-ups liquor, grown-ups cigarettes, and our laptops. How much more prepared were we expected to be?
I don't know, maybe a little bit of research?
I don't think anybody expects anything from
us. That's why we go to Facebook.
Hey, you're the scientist. We're not scientists. You're the one that knows how to research. We just know how to be like, oh, look at Google.
No, I went to school to have other people do the research, and I just... But
yes, because whenever I get on Google, I end up looking up things that are completely irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
Okay, sorry. I don't know why I said that. But I like this article, the T-Rex, you know? They finally proved that they're predators.
Oh, right. Because it wasn't already pretty fucking obvious.
See, that's really? I thought that after Jurassic Park came out, it was kind of set in stone.
Well, I thought after Jurassic Park, there is a slight chance he accidentally ate that guy and is actually a vegan.
Yeah.
Feels said really no one ever.
Had to go to church the next day and confess.
You know,
it's like that History Channel documentary where they hold up a man.
First of all, there are no longer documentaries on History Channel.
Right, no, this was
it's all miniseries about
this was years ago, but they hold up a mammoth bone and he's like, well, you can tell from the multiple marks from spears here that groups of humans would hunt them and not just one man with his spear. And it was like, yeah, because it was a giant fucking woolly mammoth.
That's true.
And one spear and one little man is not going to do much to it. It's just more like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And so saying a T-Rex is a predator is like, well...
Yeah, but unless it was like the Liam Neeson of cavemen.
Like, did none of those people look at the T-Rex skulls in all the museums across the world and be like, huh, none of those teeth are suitable for eating vegetation.
I know.
How did they prove it? What was the breakthrough?
Thank you! Well, I'll tell you what the breakthrough is. The breakthrough was that they found a T-Rex tooth in the tail of a 7 million year old herbivore dinosaur called Edmontosaurus annexens.
How did they know that wasn't just a love bite?
A love bite? You think that these two were lovers?
They look pretty close to me.
Yeah, I think... you know what? I'm going to say
they're clearly trying to deny that they've got a thing going.
The T-Rex was dating below its own standard, you know? Like, the T-Rex... I'll give it a 7. The Edmontosaurus and X-Gens... That's a 3. I mean, it's got weird spikes. It's got a huge humpback, you know?
I like that we got you to rate sexual attraction of dinosaurs.
Well, I mean, I do it anyways. I might as well do it on the podcast.
That's why you're banned from the Smithsonian.
Yeah, and also because I pretended I was Ben Stiller. And I just like, the dinosaurs are alive! And I throw them around. Get over here, miniature Wild West cowboy.
Okay.
What's that? What's that building that has the Natural Science Museum here that you had to show?
Oh, McBride.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The one.
That's what I did.
We should do a peer reviewed podcast field trip episode.
I like
Jinx.
It. Wait, we said at the same time. You said Jinx. How does that work?
I
was gonna say, do we have to shut up for the rest of the podcast?
I don't have much to say, so I'll just be sitting
we're
here.
Fucked.
Yeah, but yeah,
sorry,
yeah, 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 yeah. Yep, yep.
All right, we can't do this. We got to move this along. we're going to get to the final segment then because James was insistent on
No. I was just handing that to you in case you want to do that segment.
We're going to go back to the...
That's the only one I brought.
See, I thought you were tired of it, so you handed it to Daniel.
Yeah, you can just keep that. I'm not reading it.
Well, I figured anything in Daniel's hands gets burned by the candle.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, can we start a fire down here?
No. Oh, there's too many firecrackers on the couch over there.
That's perfect.
I don't want to be one of those assholes who shoots fireworks off 2 weeks after the 4th of July. We get it. You didn't use your fireworks.
No, when we're here, we're in a basement.
Well, we're going back
Hal's
to
not
the...
in agreement.
I think that he's just shaking because he hasn't eaten in weeks.
Yeah, we're really kind of being dicks about this.
I know, but...
The doors are barely locked. It's really his own fault at this point.
And, I still feel like maybe at some point we should bring him a sandwich, but we should eat most of it first.
You know, we could at least give him some of this lemon juice.
Yeah, there we go. Hydration.
But I need some more, though. I just need it.
Just give him like a few drops out of an eyedropper.
No, I don't have an eyedropper, so...
Oh, well.
We'll just pour it in his eye then.
Sorry. There we go. All right, I'm going to spray lemon juice in Al's eye. So, here we go. This is great for the radio.
Yeah. You didn't actually have to do that.
I'm committed.
You really could have just said you did.
I'm committed to the show, okay?
Let me shake your hand.
There we go. But so we're going to go to the February 1999 edition of National Geographic. Same one as last week, so hopefully we don't land on the same pages, because I don't remember what they were. So it's titled Biodiversity, the Fragile Web. Which sounds like a sci-fi original movie.
Coincidentally, the same that it was titled last week.
Yeah.
That's odd.
But,
no.
So
let's pick a number between 1 and 100.
Jinx.
What?
Still don't know how that works.
Yeah. It's whenever you want to buy a nerdy t-shirt, you yell jinx.
Oh.
Mm.
Nice.
Yes.
I like it.
Yep. So, pick a number between 1 and 140.
95.
All right. And James, do you have any?
Yeah, because it's my driver number.
56.
All right, we're going to 95 first. And actually, all right, we would go to 95, but apparently it must have had some busty African women on it, because from pages 96 to 83, four, they're ripped out. So it's a good thing we scouted this out beforehand.
Enough a number.
All right. So you said 65.
56.
56. Nice. I'm dyslexic. I'm sorry. Oh, that one's awesome.
Partially
it's ripped. This. I don't know. What did you lend this to, Wolverine or something?
No, I got them off of my friend with the unpronounceable name.
Was it Voldemort?
Might as well be.
So, oh my god, page 56, it's the caption for a picture that just shows frogs, I think frogs having sex. Let's see, that's what it looks like. The caption says, out of the blue, an explosion of amphibian deformities has shocked the world. The cause could be pollution, parasites, or ultraviolet radiation. The effects could be far-reaching, says biologist Andrew Blaustein. If it affects frogs, it's likely to affect other forms of life, including humans.
What if it's consanguineous?
It's just all these incestuous frogs.
Yeah, I was about to say, those frogs are always boning their moms.
It's weird. Like, it looks like two frogs going at it doggy style, upside down.
Oh, but they're just
you can just see two pairs of legs by the back legs.
No, yeah, they're good.
It's
what if they just felt that was the more efficient way to swim?
Now, if that page was ripped out, that would be disturbing.
But we wouldn't know. Maybe that's what the other pages were, too. The other pages were deformed animals, and James is just like, yeah.
We're going to have words.
Yeah. All right, what words are we going to have?
Tea
time.
Aluminium foil.
Aluminum foil.
And raisins?
No.
Oh,
duct
damn.
Tape.
Duct tape, of course.
So that was way out of the blue, and no one here knows what that means. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, 50 points.
Yep, 50 points for me. So as if you weren't losing enough in this podcast.
I wasn't keeping track.
And well, we are. You're losing.
Yeah, I pessimistically don't keep track of things like that.
So I think that we've alienated the audience enough with that. Don't you think so? No. Just all of a sudden you say, tea time, aluminum foil, and raisins.
That was terrible. Okay. Andy, why don't you try pronouncing it the way I pronounce it?
Aluminum.
Thank you.
Aluminium.
Okay.
Yeah, I said
it. Aluminium.
Hey, here's
I like that.
Exercise.
Actually, that's how I'm going to say it from now on.
How do you say, a tile, like a vinyl tile floor in a kitchen? Linoleum?
Oh.
Or linoleum.
Linoleum.
Yeah, so I'll just go aluminum linoleum.
Aluminium linoleum.
Oh, always the contrary.
How do you say, I don't know how to... You know, it's basically melted burnt sugar, soft and chewy.
Good on ice cream.
Nougat?
Good on ice cream. No, it's good on...
Caramel?
You do say
caramel. Yeah, I don't say caramel.
It's spelled.
Yeah.
Caramel is a town in Indiana.
I've never been there, but I don't fancy going there.
It's in Indiana. I wouldn't recommend it.
I'll get bowel cancer because it's so sweet.
It's the sister city to Hershey, Pennsylvania. So it's an absolutely not true fact.
That place sucks. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, Hershey left Pennsylvania.
Oh.
They moved abroad.
That's good to know.
Right.
I was in Pennsylvania for a while.
I think that...
it was a cool idea to do a podcast about science.
What? That's what we were doing today? I thought that was tomorrow.
That's a different podcast.
That's a reputable
podcast. Yeah.
That's why I have the website Science Daily open on my web browser.
Oh, boy. So, are we going to get to anything else? Or
I think it's about time to wrap it up.
Yeah. I think, since we forgot to do the plugs for the past couple weeks, every Monday, the Yacht Club, 10 o'clock.
Monday, the Yacht Club, yeah.
Gabe's.
Starting again in August.
Starting again in August.
So pretty soon.
Every Wednesday at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids. And then this Sunday at the Blue Moose. Starting at 8:30 is going to be a show. Don Zill will be the headliner. I will be hosting, and Andrew Thomas will be doing some time himself. So it'll be a rabble-rousing good time. What you think, guys?
Rouse as many rabbles as I can.
All right, sounds good. Three-way high five. Thanks, Al. Fuck fish.